pray for us as we look into the word of the Lord tonight. We, amen, going to go right on into word. Praise God. And I was in my preaching topic. We have come to Jesus. Amen. Amen. Is that all right?
Yes.
Come to Jesus.
Bless Lord.
Praise God. I believe we sang a song sometime, come to Jesus right now.
Yes.
Amen. How many know we don't have time to procrastinate? We don't have time to put it to a convenient time. Amen. Come to Jesus right now.
Amen.
Amen. We have a few parishioners here tonight, and I do believe that everybody is not saved. Although we just got a few people in here, but I do believe we all not saved. Some of us not saved tonight. Some of us not living a godly life. And this is going to give you opportunity. That's why we have meetings, not to come up here just to preach and then go back to Durham. Amen. And then you go back to your old habits and your old thing. But it is to get involved with God, get acquainted with God. Amen. Do what he have you to do. Amen. Young people, old people, middle age, we all need Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. I don't know about you. I cannot do nothing without him.
Yes.
Amen. I need him every step of the way.
Yes.
Praise God. I need him leading me and guiding me and holding my hand and let me know that I can make it anyhow.
Yes.
Praise God. I don't have to fret. I don't have to be weary in this journey, but I know my God will help us all, praise God, to reach the promised land. Praise you, the Lord.
Yes.
I know when you look around at the world and the world crisis and things that's happened in the White House and your house and everybody else's house, amen, we need Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Jesus will calm this thing down.
Yes.
Jesus will work miracles, praise God. And I thank God tonight, whatever you need tonight, don't think that he can't handle your problem. Amen. Don't think that he can't work your situation out.
Yes.
Amen. How many know it ain't too big for God?
Amen.
Just right. It's just right for God.
That's
amen.
Right.
I said come to Jesus, praise God.
Yes.
Amen. And I thank the Lord. We're going to read over here, praise God, over here, John, amen, John the third chapter. Amen. We're going to read about Nicodemus. Praise God. He was inquiring, amen, with Jesus. He wanted to come to Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Sometime we need to take time to conversate with the Lord. Conversate with everybody else. Hello.
Amen.
Now why can't you conversate with the Lord?
Yes.
Amen. Talk to him.
Yes.
Amen. That's how we're saying just a little. Talk with Jesus will make it all right.
That's right.
Amen. So talk to the Lord. Come to him and get acquainted with him and you with him and he with you. Praise God. Amen. Let him, as the song we just sung, amen, be your friend. Amen. Amen. And he will be a friend until to the end. Praise God.
Amen.
So I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord here as we going to read here. Amen. This is our preaching topic tonight, just on John. Amen. Amen. Nicodemus here. We're going to go to John, the third chapter here. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We want to read verses 1-7. Amen. The Bible said here, there was a man of the Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. Now, we ain't talking about just a little peon here.
No.
Amen. We're talking about a ruler.
Yes.
Amen. A great teacher.
Yes.
Praise God. This man had high authority. Amen. He had a high position. But he still wanted to come to Jesus.
Yes.
And I want to tell you tonight, sometimes we may feel important. Sometimes we may feel like, amen, I'm all right. Amen. But I'm glad this important man inquired, amen, to talk to Jesus.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. When I think of a ruler, I think of like the president. Amen. I want to say it don't matter who you are.
Yes.
You can be the president and you can get out of order.
That's right.
Yes. Amen. You can be the ruler and need some help. So Nicodemus wanted some help from Jesus.
Yes.
So he said, the same came to Jesus by night.
Yes.
And said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a man teacher, praise God, that comes from God, for no man can do these miracles that you do it except God is with him. Amen.
Yes.
Now, listen up. Notice he came to Jesus by night.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Amen. And I had a preacher not long ago, and he asked me, he said, I got a question to ask you, Pastor. He said, why did Nicodemus come to Jesus by night? Mm. Why didn't he come by day?
All right.
And I have heard preachers analyze the scriptures, and I hear numerous of things that they say. Some have said, we're being a ruler.
Right.
You're busy in the daytime doing your work and trying to get things straightened out, praise God, because you're a ruler. You know, you always got something to do. So his schedule kind of freed up at nighttime. So they say, well, maybe that's why he came at night.
Yes.
Then I also hear that could have been another reason.
Yes.
Could have been pride.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come on, somebody.
That's right.
Amen. Big ruler. Amen. A great teacher of God.
Yeah.
Amen. Coming to Jesus. He don't want, you know, that pride said, man, you know, the demon said, well, you know, I'm going to come at night so nobody see me.
All right.
Amen. Everybody lights out.
Oh, yes.
But I turned my zone.
Oh.
I'm going to wake up. I know Jesus will get me out anytime. It don't matter if it's day, night,
yes.
Even in the morning.
Yes.
You know, he might have been that way. Mm-hmm. But I'm here to tell you, church, in the fear of the Lord, it don't matter when you come. I'm just glad he came.
That's
right. Hello in here.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Come to him. And sometimes we have our situation. I have here young people say, you know what? I'm going to wait till I get 25. I feel like I want to, you know, kind of have some time to do what I want to do. And amen, I get relaxed. Then round, I come to Jesus then. But I want to tell you, church, now is the time to come to Jesus. Amen.
Right.
Now is the time. I respect, amen, Nicodemus. He came by night, and that's a blessing.
Yes.
Amen. He was able to conversate with the Lord and the Lord with him. And he was able to, amen, talk about, amen, and explain, because he's a big ruler, and he didn't understand spiritual things. He didn't understand about being born again. How many know tonight, amen, it is important to be born again.
Yeah.
It is important to get acquainted with God.
Amen.
It is important, amen, to let God come in your life.
That's right.
Important, amen, to let God come in and work a miracle.
That's right. God.
Amen. Right. Amen. Salvation is what? Salvation is deliverance.
Yeah.
Salvation will deliver you from sin and unrighteousness.
Yeah.
Amen. And you don't have to continue in sin. He got power to help you, amen, to get from sin, amen. He died on Calvary's cross to save his people from their sin.
Yes.
Praise
yes.
God. So I want to tell you, come to Jesus right now, amen.
Yes.
Come to Jesus and let him get within you, praise God, amen. I want to tell you, when you get involved with the Lord, you're never the same.
That's
praise
right.
God. Amen. Things that won't working out, when you get the Lord in you, amen, things will start working out.
Oh,
you
yes.
think, see, blessings start coming. Amen. You look all around. Blessings here. Amen. Blessings just so. Amen. Doing great for you. Praise God. Because you change yourself. You change your ways. Amen. And that's why the Bible teaches us to let this mind Jesus' mind to be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Yes. Yes. Amen. Sometimes we got to change our minds. Sometimes our minds lead us and guide us in destruction. Huh? Yes. Amen. Sometimes our ways and what we feel and what we want to do sometimes lead us in the downward road. Praise God. Amen. So I want to tell you, young people, amen, get a hold of the Lord, amen, while you can. Get a hold on the Lord while you're early. Amen. You're young. Praise God.
Yes.
I'm 66 years young. You know, when I got saved, at age 16. Praise God.
Thank
and I'm
Lord.
Grateful and
Thank
I'm thankful
Lord.
Because it allowed me not to get into a lot of disasters. Amen.
No.
I always been a good boy. Amen. And my mom said, oh, there's a good son here. Praise God. Amen. You know, a lot of people left home and went and got apartments and went, amen, and to be, you know, doing their thing, but I never desired to do that. I said, I'm staying home.
Amen.
Because I had brothers and I saw how they went out and did things, and amen, and it won't no good came out of that.
Yeah.
Amen. But if you stay with the Lord,
right.
Amen, he will keep you in safety.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
Amen. Come on. Come on. Come on, come to Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Come to Jesus right now.
Yes.
Praise
Amen.
God. Amen. Now let's see what Jesus spoke to the Nicodemus. Now the Bible says, somebody reads, amen. I tell you what I want to do, amen, for Father Martin. And I'm going to push this, amen, pulpit right up here under this light. Amen. I got a dim eye here. And I can't see that good. Amen. But I can see enough to preach. Amen. God,
you
in
him.
That's what Jesus do for you. Praise God. All right. Somebody read here. Amen. All right. Now, read right there the second verse. And read on down to the praise ye the Lord.
Now the same came to Jesus by night.
Listen now, the same came to Jesus by night. And said unto him,
Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God.
Amen. Now look here. We know. See, he know that thou was a teacher come from God.
For no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him.
Thank
Stop right
you.
There. Ain't that a blessing?
Yes.
That's a blessing, ain't it?
Amen.
See, people can tell that you are with God.
Yes.
People can tell that you have changed.
Yes.
People can tell that you are spiritual.
Yes.
Amen. Because you're doing things. You making things happen. See,
yes.
he saw those miracles that Jesus was doing. Amen. See, when you say you're saved, folks are looking for something.
Yes.
Amen. Everybody can go on a rooftop. Everybody can say, I'm a child of God. But where's your example? Where your amen life?
Yes.
Praise God. What are you doing? What's happening? You come to church, you go home. But amen, they want to see some miracles. They want to see, amen, some things working in your life.
Yes.
When you say you're with the Lord, amen, the Lord will have you to be active in his will.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
Folks can tell that you're a child of God because you're doing what you need to do. They're looking
right.
at you.
That's
See,
right.
and when, you know, folks didn't quit reading the Bible. You don't find too many reading the Bibles
yeah.
now, but they're reading your lives.
That's right.
Yes. Amen.
Right.
And we need to prove out who we say we are.
Yes.
Praise God. So that's why Nicodemus was attracted to Jesus because, amen, you see these miracles and, amen, and the Lord can make, when you get acquainted with him, he can make you, amen, have that greatness in you as well.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. Can you read that back again, that second verse, just to read that again?
The same came to Jesus by night. And said unto him. Rabbi.
Rabbi,
we know that thou art a teacher come from God.
For
no man can do these miracles that thou doest.
Hello, no man can do these miracles that thou doest.
Except God be with him.
Amen. So, amen. When God is with you, things will begin to yes. happen.
Yeah.
Jesus, amen. Go right ahead now.
Jesus answered and said unto him.
Jesus said, you know, Jesus always got a good answer. Jesus answered and said unto him,
Verily, verily, I say unto thee.
Verily, verily, I say unto thee.
Except a man be born again.
Except a man be born again.
He cannot see the kingdom of God.
Amen. Ain't that right?
Amen.
Amen. You want to see the kingdom of God? Then you need to be born again.
Yes.
Praise God. And we're going to read and you're going to see that Nicodemus didn't understand about that spiritual birth. Praise God. Being born again.
Yes.
Amen. Now here's a big ruler, an educator. Amen. Don't understand about spiritual things. But, so he had to inquire.
Yes.
Amen. And the Lord broke it down to him.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
Amen. So the Lord don't want nobody to be lost and undone. So he took time to explain. Amen. Read on.
Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old?
Amen. So, amen. How can a man be born when he is old?
Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb?
Can he enter the second time in his mother's womb?
And be born?
And be born. Now see, he looking in the natural. He thinking about the natural birth. But amen. But the Lord is speaking about the spiritual birth.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
See, you was born one time in your mother's womb. Amen. That's one birth. But you need to be born again, amen, in the spiritual.
That's
praise
right.
God. See, when you be born again in a spiritual birth, praise God, then you, that carnality and all of that worldly stuff leave, and now you are born again in the spirit, praise God.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. And you have to follow his leadership, and you have to follow what the Lord require of thee. Amen.
Yes.
That's why a lot of people don't really understand about this birth. You see people say they, amen, a child of God, they're born again, they're living right, and they're living raggedy lives. There's a difference. Amen. When you get acquainted with Jesus, and when you say be born again, amen. What, amen, as the Bible says, what is flesh is flesh.
Yes.
And what is the spirit is spirit. That's a different thing.
Amen.
Praise God. I thank God for the natural birth.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. I was born in the natural 1959. Amen. Is that a blessing?
Amen.
Yes. Amen. But you know what? That ain't going to take me to heaven, Sister Doris.
No.
Amen. But I thank God for my birth of 1976.
Yes.
My spiritual birth.
Thank you.
When I got saved. Praise God and accepted Jesus as my personal Savior. Amen. That birth, praise God, that's the birth that will keep you from going to hell.
Yes.
Amen. You got to make some changes.
Yes.
Amen. That birth is just as important than your natural birth.
Yes.
And I want to say, amen, when we get saved, we need to remember our birth date.
Yes.
When we committed ourselves to the Lord.
Yes.
When the Lord changed our lives, we need to remember that day. That's important.
Yeah.
And guess what? That day can be tonight for you.
Amen.
Whatever you need, God can help you.
Yes.
He can give you that spirit of the Lord. Read on now, sister.
Amen.
Jesus answered.
Verily, verily, I say unto thee.
Now he's going to explain to him.
Except a man be born of water.
Except a man be born of water.
And of the spirit.
And of the spirit.
He cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
He cannot. He cannot enter. I mean, in here tonight, want to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Amen. Amen.
You ain't got raised.
Amen.
I'm just saying.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. So if you want to be enter into the kingdom of heaven, then we must, not maybe, but we must be born again.
Yes.
Amen. Let us all say, hold your point there, sister. Let us all say when you be born again, you got to realize, amen, things I used to do, I don't do it no more.
Yes.
Places I used to go, amen, I don't go those places no more.
Yes.
Amen. He changed my mind.
Yes.
Gave me a new mind.
Yes.
Praise God. The Bible said, 2 Corinthians 5:17 said, therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
Yes.
Old things are passed away.
Yes.
Behold, all things are become new.
Yes.
I got a brand new walk, man.
My right.
Hello in here.
All right.
Amen. I don't walk like I used to walk.
All right.
I don't talk like I used to talk.
Yeah.
I don't act like I used to act.
Yes.
Amen.
That's a great change.
Yes.
It's a great change when the Lord comes into your lives.
Thank you, Lord.
Sometimes you see people say they saved, amen, they still doing the same old thing they used to do.
Right.
Got that same bad attitude.
Okay.
Yeah.
Need attitude adjustment.
Yes.
Amen. But we got Jesus. You can talk about the Bible all day long. If you don't live it, read it, and not only read it, study it, and allow it to exercise in your everyday life.
Yes.
That's what makes the difference.
Yes.
Amen. You got some folks shake the preacher hand, and then the preacher put your name on the roll.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God, you're a member of this church.
Yes.
But I want to tell you something. We need to be a member of God Church.
That's right.
Amen. That book in that man church ain't going to do you any good.
That's right.
Amen. Church burn up, the books burn up.
All right.
Amen. But God is the record keeper.
Yes.
Yes.
He knows who's in and he knows who's out.
Yes.
He knows who's ready and he knows who's unready. Praise God.
Yes.
So it's time to make preparation. Praise God. So you can be ready when Jesus comes.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen. Do you know what ready mean? Do you know what ready mean? Ready mean, I used to be a bus driver. 28 years. Ready mean that you need to be at your bus stop at your scheduled time.
That's right.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Now me, praise God, I get up early than you, I tell my student, early than you. And I crank that bus up, and I come in your stop. And if I can get up with the age I am, you ought to be at your bus stop on time.
That's right.
Amen. I said, you supposed to be waiting on me.
All right.
That's right.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Not me waiting on you.
That's right. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Is that all right?
Amen.
Yeah.
I pull up. Here they come. They're not at the bus stop, but they running with a bowl of cereal, eating. Praise God. Coming to the bus. You know what I tell them? Go back home. That bowl of cereal is not coming on the bus. Breakfast you eat inside, not on my bus. We don't have eating here. So I had to train my student what being ready means. So when I got all up to school, several times I had to do this, and I said, listen, it is vital and important that you be at your bus stop at your scheduled time. But by law, really, you're supposed to be out there 15 minutes earlier than your scheduled time.
Yes. Yes.
I said, that's if you wanted to ride the buses, Mr. Lennon on bus 123. Amen. They said, okay. Some still try. I see them running. I just drive on. Amen.
Yes.
Then I get the attention from the parent. And the parents said, they're going to work. They don't know they're doing what they're doing. Parent come and have a meeting with me. And they said, Mr. Lennon, you left my child. I said, I did. I said, because your child won't at the bus stop. Oh, they won't? I said, no. They said, your child is eating breakfast when they need to be on the bus. And that's the same thing spiritually speaking, brothers and sisters. When the Lord come and crack the sky, the Bible said he come as quick as a twinkle of an eye.
Yes.
You don't have time to be here and there and procrastinate. When the Lord comes, it's time to come and go with the Lord.
Yes.
It ain't time to try to, well, hold on, Lord, let me do this. I got to go to beg pardon. I ain't quite ready yet. Can you come back? Maybe tomorrow, Lord.
My Lord.
How many know the Lord don't operate that way?
That's right.
Ready mean having your hat, your coat. Ready mean having, staying at that book, that bus stop with your book bag and ready to go to school. Amen. That's what ready mean. Not got to run back in and get this and get that, or you'll be left behind. And that's what's going to happen to a lot of folks.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. That say they ready.
Yes.
Praise God. The Lord is soon to come.
Oh, yes.
The bus is coming.
Yes.
Mr. Leonard is coming to pick you up.
Yeah.
And you got to be ready.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Lord.
Huh?
Yep.
How about the virgins? You remember the 10 virgins?
Yes.
5 was ready and 5 was unready.
That's right.
When the cry was made, 5 was able to trim the lamps, and then 5 didn't have, they had lamps, but didn't have no oil. Mm-hmm. And the fire went out. It was flickering because the Bible said that it went out. I mean, it must have been a little fire there.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. So we got to have the sufficient oil.
Yes.
Praise God. Because they wasn't prepared and they weren't able to go back with the bridegroom.
No.
Right. Amen. So think about it. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you, Nicodemus. Thank you, Nicodemus.
Yes.
Praise God for listening and conversating with the Lord. Read on, sister.
Amen. That which is born of the flesh is flesh.
All right, let's notice that. That which is born of flesh is flesh, meaning that which is born, amen, flesh, when you was born in your mother's womb, that was flesh.
Yes.
All right, that's one type of birth. Read on.
And that which is born of the spirit is spirit.
All right, and that which was born in the spirit is spirit.
Yes.
So that's that spiritual birth.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. Praise God. What is your spiritual birthday? What's your spiritual birthday? Somebody tell me.
July 28th, 1974.
Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Ain't that a blessing?
Yes.
You know your spiritual birth.
Yes.
You know when God came into your heart.
Yes.
It changed you. Made you a new creature. Amen. So let's get involved.
Yes.
Let's allow the Lord Spirit to reign within us, lead us and guide us into all truth. Not some truth, but all truth. Read out.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
Marvel not that I said unto thee.
Marvel not, I say unto thee.
Ye must be born again.
And no exception, ye must be born again.
Amen. The wind bloweth.
The wind bloweth. Where it listeth.
And thou hearest the sound thereof.
And thou hearest the sound thereof.
But canst not tell whence it comes.
But canst not tell whence it comes.
Whether it goeth.
Okay, what verse are you on, sister?
8.
Okay, that's good enough right there.
Amen.
But the point, amen, I just want to make that it is just great to conversate with the Lord and get a hold of the Lord.
Yes.
Why you got a chance?
Yes.
Why blood running warm in your veins?
Amen.
While you are numbered among the living? While you have activity of your limbs?
Yes.
Amen. Just like my wife just said, we just left 2 funerals. Amen. And we don't never know when our funeral is going to take place. So that's why it pays us to be ready. Because if you don't be ready, then you're going to be lost.
That's right.
There's no exception. Amen. And I don't want to be lost.
No.
I want to be on the winning team. I want to have the winning ticket. And when the Lord comes for me, I don't have to go and try to beg pardon with nobody. I want the Lord, when the Lord comes, I want to be right ready to meet him.
Yes.
Praise God. I want to be right ready to see him face to face.
Yes.
Praise God. I don't have to be all afraid, but I feel good because I live that life. And amen, the Lord is my leader and he's my God, amen. And guess what? And he's a mighty good leader.
Yes.
Praise God. I wouldn't let nobody leave me but the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. See, a lot of times people try to leave themselves and then they miss it out.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. You know, when you leave yourselves, you always want to be on the mountaintop. Praise God. You always want to, if you lead yourself, you always want to be on the mountaintop. But you don't want to go down in the valley.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Do you know that's where you get your blessings? Do you know the valley? That's where all the, amen, things happening. Amen. But that makes you strong.
Yes.
Amen. Do you know God is still in the valley? Oh,
yes.
You don't have to be on a mountaintop. Amen. Lord is in the valley.
Yes.
Amen. That's don't say there is peace in the valley.
Yes.
There is joy in the valley.
Yes.
There is greatness in the valley.
Yes.
Praise God. There is suffering. Hey, come on, somebody. Yes. In the valley.
Yes.
As long as the Lord is there in the valley, we don't have to worry about
thank
it.
The Lord.
Amen. Amen. God got us.
Thank
praise
you,
God. God got us.
Thank the
thing he wants us to do is walk in his greatness.
Thank you.
Lift our heads up. Yes, right in these times that we're living in. Yes. We ain't got to mope around here. Praise God. Feeling like we, amen, defeated and feeling like we can't make it. Praise God. We can make it anyhow.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Weeping to do it for a night, but joy will come in the morning.
Amen.
Praise God. Yes, we're going to weep a while.
Amen.
But God is still in control.
Yes.
Praise ye the Lord. Just keep pushing it. Keep going on. Amen. And I tell you, you will prevail.
Yes.
Amen. So I thank the Lord tonight, amen, for a song we sing, A Little More Jesus. Praise God. We need a little more Jesus. Praise God. Some of us say we saved. Some of us say I got it made. Don't that rhyme. Some say we saved, and some say I got it made. Amen. You ain't got it made unless you is acquainted with God.
Hey,
you know, you can have a name all day long. I'm a Christian. I go to the church of God. How many know a name ain't going to save you?
That's right.
But what's going to save you is the blood of Jesus.
That's yes. Right.
Amen. What's going to save you get wrapped up and tied up and tangled up in the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. What's going to save you is know that you have him for your personal Savior.
Yes.
Amen. You can call on him any time of the morning, noon, or night. Yes. Praise yes. God. In the wee hours, brother Kenneth, I know sometimes the pain wreck your body. And oh, things yes. happen. Seem like nighttime. That's when stuff starts creeping.
Yes.
Amen. But God is still God.
That's
yes.
right.
Amen.
Yes.
He can still give you some boost to go right
yes.
on.
Yes.
Praise
yes.
God. Don't give up and don't give up.
Yes. That's right.
Amen. If God is for you, who can be
amen.
Against you?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So look to Jesus. Look to Jesus.
That's right.
Amen. Come on his side.
Yes.
Praise God. Ain't that right?
Yes.
Come to Jesus.
Yes.
Bible said, I think that Matthew 11:28, he said, come.
Yes.
Here's another come.
Yes.
Come unto me,
yes.
All ye labor,
heavy
laid on, and I will give you rest.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. I'm not talking about that rest in your bed. Come on. Some people say, well, you know, the Lord said he gave you rest. Man, I'm tired of you. I took the day off. I ain't going to church this Sunday. Pastor, I see you next Sunday. Any kind of rest the Lord talking about. Come unto me, all ye labor and heavy laden, the Lord said, and I will give you rest.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen. Some may need some rest this night. Amen. In other words, that rest is his compassion, his healing, his greatness. That rest, you don't have to be in turmoil. You just rest. You don't have to be pulling your hair out because this is happening and that is happening. Amen. God can give you rest.
Amen.
You know, sometimes you're confused. You don't understand some things. God can give you rest.
Yes.
So I'm going to give time and opportunity tonight. Because this rest giver,
yes.
his name is Jesus, he's calling you.
Yes.
Come to Jesus.
Come to Jesus.
Yes.
Right now. Come unto me, all ye labor.
Yes.
And heavy laid on. Sometimes we get heavy laden. We get real burdened, heavy laden. But you know what? The Lord can help us in those times.
Yes.
He can give us rest. How many want rest tonight?
Bless Lord.
Let us all stand.